Chapters 5 and 6 of Above Life's Turmoil. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Recording by Andrea Fiore. Above Life's Turmoil by James Allen. Chapter 5. The Man of Integrity. There are times in the life of every man who takes his stand on high moral principles when his faith in and knowledge of those principles is tested to the uttermost. And the way in which he comes out of the fiery trial decides as to whether he has sufficient strength to live as a man of truth and join the company of the free, or shall still remain a slave and a hireling to the cruel taskmaster, self. Such times of trial generally assume the form of a temptation to do a wrong thing and continue in comfort and prosperity, or to stand by what is right and accept poverty and failure. And so powerful is the trial that to the tempted one it plainly appears on the face of things as though, if he chooses the wrong, his material success will be assured for the remainder of his life, but if he does what is right, he will be ruined forever. Frequently the man at once quails and gives way before this appalling prospect which the path of righteousness seems to hold out for him. But should he prove sufficiently strong to withstand this onslaught of temptation, then the inward seducer, the spirit of self, assumes the grab of an angel of light and whispers, "Think of your wife and children. Think of those who are dependent upon you. Will you bring them down to disgrace and starvation?" Strong indeed and pure must be the man who can come triumphant out of such a trial, but he who does so enters at once a higher realm of life, where his spiritual eyes are open to see beautiful things, and then poverty and ruin, which seemed inevitable, do not come, but a more abiding success comes, and a peaceful heart and a quiet conscience. But he who fails does not obtain the promised prosperity, and his heart is restless.